Good afternoon. My name is Simon, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Final Rate Notice and Final Call Letter conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Cook, you may begin your conference.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Brian Cook with CMS Media Relations, and I am here with Jonathan Blum, Director for the Center for Medicare, and we also have other staff from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So without further ado, I would like to turn it over to Jonathan Blum.
Great. Thanks, Brian. And thanks, everybody, who joined us this afternoon on today's conference call. We wanted to let folks know that this afternoon CMS has posted the final rate notice and final call letter for the 2012 plan year. Similar to our proposal, we continue to project a stronger Part C and Part D programs for 2012. We continue to believe that Medicare beneficiaries will continue to find value from Part C plans and Part D plans during the 2012 year. During this phone call, we want to kind of walk through the highlights to the final rate notice and the call letter, talk about the differences between the final notice and to the proposed notice, and then give folks a chance to ask any questions. I think the biggest difference between the final rate notice and the proposed rate notice is the change to the MA growth factor. When CMS issued its proposal back in February, CMS projected a 0.7% growth factor that has declined to a minus 0.16%. The change primarily has to do with lower Part 2010 Part B physician outlays that has brought down the update factor from a 0.7% increase now to a minus 0.16% decrease. CMS continues to believe that on average, plans will receive a net increase to their payments for 2012 relative to 2011, but that change will be highly variable based upon the plan's part of the country that they provide services in, and based upon their own quality star rating. The final rate notice finalizes the quality bonus demonstration that CMS proposed back in February. We have finalized the policy as proposed and have made no changes to the demonstration, and that will go forward as proposed. CMS proposed not to implement the so-called technical changes to the Part C risk model. We are finalizing the policy to move forward with the changes for PACE plans only. So CMS will not be going forward with the new model for most Part C plans. However, CMS, based upon comments received, has decided to go forward with the changes for the PACE plans only. CMS has made no changes to its coding intensity proposal. We will finalize the policy similar to the previous 2 years at a 2.41% adjustment. Lastly, CMS has finalized its policies for cost-sharing reviews. For folks on the phone, know that the Affordable Care Act provided CMS stronger authorities to review changes in cost-sharing, changes in premiums, to ensure that beneficiaries continue to receive good value from plans. Last year, CMS set the thresholds for our cost-sharing reviews after the bids were received. This year, we have decided to provide our thresholds prior to when plan bids are received. CMS has finalized the thresholds to be an average of $36 per member per month. That's roughly a 10% change on average. However, CMS's final policy will provide a modification factor for that threshold, depending on the plan's schedule of payment changes, be it a 2-year, 4-year, or 6-year schedule. So those are the highlights. We're happy to take any questions. We have a credentialed reporter on the line for any questions.
At this point, we'll take Simon. Any credentialed media who have questions, we'll be happy to take questions.
Certainly, at this time, I would like to remind everyone that in order to ask a question, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Patty Hennitz with Salt Lake Tribune. Go ahead, your line is open. Patty Hennitz with the Salt Lake Tribune, go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, I wanted to find out if there have been any new limits placed on price hikes for premiums.
We have announced our final policies for how CMS plans to review total beneficiary cost changes. So when CMS looks at the MA plan changes, we do an assessment of the total beneficiary cost changes, both the premiums and cost-sharing amounts for services. We have announced that we will be reviewing plans that roughly have are proposed to CMS a 10% increase in total beneficiary costs, but that review will be adjusted depending on the plan schedule of payment changes. So on average, we are looking for a 10% increase that will trigger a more intensive review of that plan's proposed cost sharing and premium changes.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Donna Smith with Reuters. Your line is open.
Hi. For those of us who are fairly new to this, can you tell us what is the net percent increase for the reimbursement rate on Medicare Advantage?
Sure. CMS projects that the net increase will be about 0.4% for plans on average across the country. That payment change will be highly variable depending on the part of the country, depending on the plan, depending on the quality star rating of the plan. In that 2012, CMS will be providing higher payments for those plans that have higher quality star ratings. The increase is highly variable depending on the part of the country the plan provides services and its own star rating. But on average, CMS projects a 0.4% increase overall across the country.
Why is that so much lower than the 1.6% that was proposed?
Well, I think that the main reason is that the update factor has changed, not due to policy, but due to new economics, from a 0.7% increase to a minus 0.16% decrease. That's not due to CMS policy, but it's due to new data that has come in since CMS proposed the rates. But again, we believe that the final rates being announced will continue to see a very stable and very attractive Part C program for 2012.
And Ms. Smith, did you have anything else to add?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim Detman with Health Reform Week. Your line is open.
So with Medicare Advantage News, Mr. Blum, I skimmed the notice and call letter and did not see anything about risk adjustment data validation audit methodology, which, as you know, is a very hot item for the industry. Do you have any idea when the extrapolation methodology will be finalized and how it will be transmitted to plans?
Well, as you know, CMS solicited comments on its proposed methodology. We are still reviewing those comments. And this rate notice and call letter makes no new policy on the audit methodology.
And Mr. Conklin, did you have any other questions? Oh, actually, my apologies. This is Brett Conklin with Politico. Your line is open.
I just wondered if you could tell me whether you have any changes to the star ratings. In terms of the demonstration project, there were some concerns that that if you grade on a curve, that there are only going to be a small number of plans that could achieve the highest number stars of a 5-star rating.
Sure. For 2012, CMS has provided plans their star ratings, for the future years, 2013, 2014, CMS will continue to update the star rating. The final call letter talks about some of the measures we are considering to add for the future. Our star ratings methodology incorporates a whole host of different measures. Some are risk-adjusted, some are not. Some are absolute standards, some are relative. So I do not believe that it's a fair statement to say that CMS grades on a curve, but we do see the star rating system first and foremost as a consumer tool to help beneficiaries pick the best possible plans. But as part of the payment demonstration we have finalized, we are going to be providing opportunities for plans at 3 stars and higher to qualify for increasing bonus payments starting at 3%, going at 5%. The higher the plan rating, the higher the bonus payment under the demonstration to create stronger incentives for plans to improve. For 2011, what's very exciting to us is that we are seeing an absolute overall growth in Part C plans. For 2011, for this time, same time as last year, we're seeing an overall increase of 6% going into Part C plans so far, and even stronger sign up for those plans that have 4-star higher ratings. So I think to our minds, the policy is already starting to work. We are seeing more beneficiaries go and hire star plans. That's very much part of our policy intent.
And so you're not proposing any changes to the way that you determine the star ratings?
For 2012, the plans have their star ratings in order to build their bids. And CMS, later this year, will be proposing changes for the future for the 2013 calculations and beyond.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeffrey Young with Bloomberg News. Your line is open.
I'm sorry, my question was asked and answered, and I forgot the key code, so thank you.
No problem. And Simon,
again,
we have time for one more question.
Certainly. Your next question comes from the line of John Wilkerson with InsideHealthPolicy.com. Your line is open.
Thanks for taking my question. My question was for the most part addressed, but I'm still going to ask, why did you not change the bonus demo from 3-star to 5-star? That was something that MedPAC had criticized CMS for doing, and it's remained the same.
Well, I think from our perspective, our policy goal is to create stronger incentives for plans to improve, and one consistent approach to all CMS's value-based purchasing, be it in hospitals, be it in health plans, be it in other providers, is that we reward providers, but in this case plans, for both attainment and overall improvement. And this is consistent to how we do value-based purchasing for hospitals, for other kinds of providers, but notion being that we want strong incentives for plans, in this case, to improve. And so by creating a gradual schedule of payments from 3 to 3.5 stars, or 3.5 to 4 stars, we are creating stronger incentives for plans to improve. And that is our goal, to to encourage plans to improve, but also to encourage beneficiaries to sign up with higher quality plans. So we have finalized the policy as proposed, consistent with our goals to create strong incentives for improvement and also strong incentives for beneficiaries to sign up with high quality plans.
And did I understand you correctly to say that this a three-star approach is part of the reason why you have a growth in C plans, Part C plans?
Well, I think you know one that the bonus payment starts in 2012. But I think what's gratifying to CMS is that we've already started the conversation with plans with the beneficiary community about the importance of the star ratings. And we're seeing a relatively faster growth for 2011 in plans that have 4-star and higher ratings. So while the payment policy begins January 1st, 2012, there is a lot more conversation, a lot more understanding, and a lot more communication by CMS and others of the importance to the 5-star five-star payment system, and that is reinforcing to our minds the overall policy goals that we have.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you all for being on the call. I wanted to let any latecomers know that if you missed any of the call, there will be a digital recording of the conference available for replay in 2 hours, so at 6:30 Eastern Time. That will be 1-800-642-1687, and the conference ID is 571-37194. And if you have any additional questions, you can direct them to the CMS press office. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.